Roll 'em, boys. Chapter 1. California, Labor Day weekend. Early, with ocean fog still in the streets, outlaw motorcyclists wearing chains, shades, and greasy Levi's roll out from damp garages, all-night diners, and cast-off one-night pads in Frisco, Hollywood, Purdue, and East Oakland, heading for the Monterey Peninsula, north of Big Sur. The menace is loose again. The Hell's Angels, the 100-carat headline, running fast and loud on the early morning freeway, low in the saddle. Nobody smiles, jamming crazy through traffic and 90 miles an hour down the center stripe, missing by inches. Like Genghis Khan on an iron horse, a monster steed with a fiery anus, flat out through the eye of a beer can and up your daughter's leg with no quarter asked and none given. Show the square some class. Give them a whiff of those kicks they'll never know. Ah, these righteous dudes, they love to screw it on. Little Jesus, the Gimp, Chocolate George, Buzzard, Zorro, Hambone, Clean Cut, Tiny, Terry the Tramp, Frenchie, Moldy Marvin, Mother Miles, Dirty Ed, Chuck the Duck, Fat Freddy, Filthy Phil, Charger Charlie, the Child Molester, Crazy Cross, Puff, Magoo, Animal, and at least 100 more. Tense for the action, long hair in the wind, beards and bandanas flapping, earrings, armpits, chain whips, swastikas, and stripped-down Harleys, flashing chrome as traffic on 101 moves over, nervous to let the formation pass like a burst of dirty thunder. From True, The Man's Magazine, August 1965. They call themselves Hell's Angels. They ride, rape, and raid like marauding cavalry. And they boast that no police force can break up their criminal motorcycle fraternity. From a jailer, San Francisco City Prison.
They're not bad guys individually. I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather have a bunch of Hell's Angels on my hands than these civil rights demonstrators. When it comes to making trouble for us, the demonstrators are much worse.
From Bernie Jarvis, a charter member of the Hell's Angels who later became a San Francisco Chronicle police reporter.
Some of them are pure animals. They'd be animals in any society. These guys are outlaw types who should have been born 100 years ago. Then they would have been gunfighters.
From a Hell's Angel speaking for the permanent record.
We're the one percenters, man. The 1% that don't fit and don't care. So don't talk to me about your doctor bills and your traffic warrants. I mean, you get your woman and your bike and your banjo, and I mean, you're on your way. We've punched our way out of 100 rumbles, stayed alive with our boots and our fists. We're royalty among motorcycle outlaws, baby.
The run was on. Outlaws from all over the state rolled in packs towards Monterey, north from San Bernardino and Los Angeles on 101, south from Sacramento on 50. South from Oakland, Hayward, and Richmond on 17, and from Frisco on the Coast Highway. The hardcore, the outlaw elite, were the Hell's Angels, wearing the winged death's head on the back of their sleeveless jackets and packing their mamas behind them on big chopped hogs. They rode with a fine, unwashed arrogance, secure in their reputation as the rottenest motorcycle gang in the whole history of Christendom. From San Francisco, in a separate formation, came the Gypsy Jokers, 3 dozen in all, the #2 outlaw club in California. Starved for publicity and with only 1 chapter, the Jokers could still look down on such as the Presidents, Road Rats, Knight Riders and Question Marks, also from the Bay Area, Gamora, with Sodom 500 miles to the south in the vast, mad bowl of Los Angeles, home turf of the Satan slaves, #3 in the outlaw hierarchy. Custom bike specialists with a taste for the flesh of young dogs,